Well, Richard Foster is joining us now here in our OB van. He's from Yarramalong Park here in Queensland. Richard, we thank you for dropping in and saying a few words to us.
Good morning, Andrew. Lovely to be here.
Well, Richard, it's a fascinating story, this one, around Better Than Ready. We saw him race for Cali Schweda as a racehorse. He's now retired. He's gone to stud here in Queensland. And remarkably, he's got four runners in the two-year-old classic on Saturday, and three of them were bred and sold by you out of Yarramalong Park.
That's right, Andrew. It's very humbling, actually, to get in amongst all these deer yearlings and show them how it's done.
You don't have to spend a lot of money. I guess there are big players and mediocre players that are, you know, that you've got to be realistic, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Look, when we were looking for a stallion, I was talking to Julian Blaxland, and it was actually here at the sales this time of the year, and he said, you know, Better Than Ready is just about to retire. Mm. I said, that's the one. Don't tell me about any others, just go and get him.
So why?
Well, the first off, he was an imposing horse in the yard, very athletic, typical of the Halo line. And if you've ever seen the photos of Halo, Sunday Silence and Better Than Ready side by side, you'd swear they were twins.
Okay.
So he's very typical of that sire line.
Okay.
But the other good part about him that I really liked was for our racing is that his first five dams are all two-year-old winners. That's very rare.
Mm.
And then by More Than Ready, of course, he was a top two-year-old himself.
Yep.
The odds were in our favour that he would get early running horses.
You put an arrangement together to get Better Than Ready in near record time, they tell me.
Yes, well, there was no time to waste because other studs were circling, one in particular.
Right.
And
you wanted to get it all done.
Yeah, and they were offering a bit more money, but they wanted all the shares. They didn't want any of the original owners left in. Who, and most of them wanted to breed to the horse. They'd had so much fun with him.
Yep.
And I thought, well, here's an opportunity. I'll just go to those owners and say, you're welcome in this syndicate. How many shares do you want?
Yep.
And we'll take so many, and Lyndhurst will take a few, because I invited Griff and Jeff to come down when we looked at the horse at Kelly's Stables.
Yep.
And of course, they eyes lit up, and they said that he's the one for us too.
Yeah. Well, they at the time were looking for a replacement to Sequalo.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for us, we're only an hour from them. And I thought, well, it's a big farm. It can take a lot of mares, and they've got a lot of old existing clients. I thought it was an ideal place to put him. And they were keen to get involved with us, and they've been tremendous partners.
Well, I mentioned that you sold three, Batama, Better Reflection, and Girls Are Ready.
Yes.
And then the other one is the Odyssey that's trained by Cali Schweda that is by Better Than Ready as well.
Yes.
I mean, it's an extraordinary position to have four by the same stallion in a $2 million race. There's always a good story about any of these four, but is there a story that we should learn about regarding Better Reflection, which has cost John and his owners from Rockhampton $20,000, and they're in a $2 million race?
Well, exactly. But we always thought she was an absolutely outstanding, first off, weaning,
right,
and then yearling. And she was so athletic, so strong. And the story really goes back to Johnny Morrissey, an old trainer. Well, he's probably not that much older than me.
I saw him here the other day. Just
he's still buying.
Yeah.
Johnny, and we had horses with Johnny at the time racing.
Right.
And I was looking for an odd bred mare or two because we're taking our farm a bit more commercial.
Yep.
And he said, I've got one here that's just damaged a tendon. It can really run, but I haven't been able to get it to the races. It's by Kenny Lad.
Right.
And I said, all right, John, how much do you want? He said, if you got 1,000 cash, you can have her.
And it ends up being the dam of Better Reflection.
So we took her home, and she had four or five foals for us. They were all winners. The first one won a two-year-old in Brisbane.
Yep.
And but they were boys, stallions without any great pretensions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we put her to Better Than Ready, of course, bingo. But then it got even more bizarre after that, because she didn't go back in foal for 2 years, so I gave her away. I gave her to one of my staff, he couldn't get her in file, so he gave her away.
Yeah.
And then the next person, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
They've got a fail by something I've never heard of.
Yeah, okay.
Out of her. But,
gee. It's a funny cape of the breeding game, isn't it?
It is.
Now, have you got a favourite of the three, or is that an unfair question?
Look,
the three that you sold.
The three that we sold, if this cloud's hanging around, if it should rain, well, Girls Already comes into it more so than maybe she is right now.
Yep.
But I think for sheer class, I think Better Reflection, I just thought that run in the Callaway Stakes was tremendous because she didn't look at a top.
Yeah,
her coat
still
hadn't
a bit more to come.
The coat wasn't out, and she just looked like she'd come down from the north, which they get a bit sunburned up there, as
well,
you know.
The horse has been here for virtually a week now, so it's had time to get settled into the Gold Coast, work well yesterday, according to its trainer. So I love these stories.
Yes.
I love the cheapies that make it. We're talking with Richard Foster from Yarramalong Park here in Queensland. Where are you, Richard, in Queensland? Because we're being heard in New South Wales.
Well, we're an hour out of Brisbane, an hour and a half from here.
Right.
We're just near the little village of Aratula before you go up Cunningham's Gap to Warwick.
Right, okay.
It's in a beautiful area called the Lake Moogara region.
And Lyndhurst Stud, where Better Than Ready stands, is virtually over the couple of hills.
Just up
right?
over the mountain and, an hour on the float. So that's nice and handy.
And what about, Yarramalong Park has only been going for a small amount of time, and yourself, haven't you?
Well, I bought it some years ago, just to put our own racehorses and broodmares on.
Yeah.
And then a couple of sons decided they wanted to get involved.
Right.
So I thought, we've got to make this commercial.
Yeah, okay.
So that's how it started to become commercial. Yeah. And we've probably only been getting into the commercial side of it for the last 8 years.
Right.
And we've been buying a few mares every year, selling a few and all that sort of stuff. But it got to the point where going to the Hunter Valley, which we have been doing a lot, we were taking up to 20 mares down there, was not only expensive, it was high risk because the stallions that we could afford weren't the proven top end of the market. Well, our mares didn't warrant it, you see.
Yeah.
So we were dabbling in stallions that, some of them failed, of course. And I thought, this is no good to me. We've got to get a stallion.
Yeah. Well, you've done a great story. Let's hope that all four of them run well for the sake of Better Than Ready, because I noted just finally, Richard, there are only two of his progeny going through this sale.
Yes. Well, when we nominated quite a lot, actually, but we were well aware that standing at $9,000, you don't get the kind of mares that have the page for book one.
Yeah.
So we were just hoping that the millions could see how athletic they were.
Yeah.
Which we knew because we'd seen them running in the paddock. And we thought, gee, if they run this good with a jockey on, they'd be unbeatable.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
So, and they were running against Hunter Valley horses, by the way.
Yeah.
So that was fine, and I did say to Clint, gee, Clint, you know, you better be right, because it will look a bit funny if we get some in the big race.
Yeah, well, that's Clint Donovan from Magic Millions, and I tell you, they'd be looking now thinking, gee, I wish we had a few more in the book, given four of them are running on Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, thanks for dropping in. You had a hip replacement about 3 weeks ago, so it's taken a few extra steps to get you into our van, mate, but it's a fascinating story, which racing often throws up. We wish your three all the best, Batamia, Better Reflection, and Girls and Ready, that you bred and sold, but let's hope the Odyssey runs well for
The Odyssey's owned by Tony Thomas, who's a great friend of mine, and I encouraged him to send that, not that particular mare, but to send a mare to Better Than Ready, which he did.
Well, Kelly Schweder knows the Better Than Ready so well. All right, Richard, we thank you for joining us, and we wish you the best on the weekend.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good
pleasure to be here.
Good on you, mate.